Hello, you awesome, beautiful people. Hope you're having a lovely time. Hope you're doing amazingly jordar in your life. My name is Digital Prateek, your host and host of Digital Prateek Show, where we discuss branding and marketing, which works in the now. At times, we also discuss about the practical mindset for massive growth in your overall life. With that being said, enjoy this episode.
I already have a website and okay. I'm the same for Instagram handle. So what can I do more in that? Like, I'm a sure digital marketer also. I'm working as a digital marketer and handling social media accounts. So I wanted to know how can I grow my website and Instagram with my blogs and quotes.
Okay. So, you can do plenty of things. Number one thing which you can do is obviously the podcast which you have started. So, the quotes which you might have, you can just post a quote on your Instagram. All right. And once you are posting that quote on Instagram, after that, you can just talk about that quote, what it actually means, and you can elaborate that inside a form of maybe 5-minute episode on a podcast. So, now two platforms are satisfied for you in your branding. One is Instagram. You are able to post one picture, so one post on Instagram and one episode per day on podcast. And now you can just write a summary of your entire podcast in maybe 3 or 4 points as the caption of that Instagram post, so that it can bring more contextual value to the platform over there on Instagram as well. All right.
Okay.
And then maybe you can just link up in the caption. You can link up that, hey, do check out the full length podcast episode, which is linked in my bio. So for the next 3 months, maybe in the bio, you can just have your link of the latest episodes every single day. So if you are posting something today, then you can post that link over there. All right. So this is how you can use your Instagram podcast, and then you can just bring some traffic from Instagram to podcast and here and there. So these are the two platforms. Now, if you are talking about a website, you can do the same thing. What you can do is, if you are, I don't know your schedule, I don't know you are full time into this or not, but if you want to grow a website based on this things only, then you can elaborate. Instead of just writing 3 or 4 key points on Instagram caption, all you can do now is listen to your own podcast, transcribe, and put that transcribe on your website. So it will become a blog post article. And then obviously inside, in between, you can just have your own thoughts that, hey, so in today's episode, so in the beginning, you can have, hey, so in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about XYZ, blah, 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 as a description in the initial, like one paragraph of your blog post, just your own thoughts. And then you can start the transcript. So here is the transcript, and above your transcript, just embed your Buzzsprout or Anchor, whatever platform you're using, just embed the entire audio episode on your website as well. So now it will act like a blog post, which is consisting of your audio and your written form and your initial thought, which has come out of your mind in the instance as the first paragraph of your blog post. And then obviously the quote, which you have created on your Instagram, that would be square, but go to Canva and make it like 1920x1080. So it will become YouTube thumbnail size. And then that you can take that as a thumbnail of your website as the blog thumbnail. So this is how you can like interlink everything through just one unique quote every single day. But the only thing is, you have to make everything contextual. The same picture you can post on Facebook as well once again. But on Facebook, just try to put that description or the caption of that post in a unique way. Don't just copy and paste the Instagram thing on your Facebook thing. You have to make it a little bit contextual.
So doing this blogs and posts. So I've already started posting my podcast episodes on my website. And similarly, I have been sharing the small trailer types or that on Instagram. So now if I go with a quote and start my podcast, so will it be more attractive, like engaging or
test?
Test
it out. You have to test it out. We always, like for my brand as well, I always keep on testing things. All right. I cannot be sure that, okay, fine, this would work or this would work. See, the only way to grow yourself is, unless you don't split test or test it for yourself, you won't be able to get the data. no matter what somebody tells you, or you read some marketer's blog or this and that, you watch video from YouTube, unless you don't test it for yourself, you cannot be sure of the results. 100% surety tabhi aayegi jab aap apne brand ke liye wo karoge. Tab tak, like, you will be in a doubtful phase. Like, okay, fine. Digital Pratik ne bola hai, shayad chal jayega. To karoge nahi, tab tak wo pata hi nahi chalega. Maybe this might not work for you, but then you will be confident. Okay, fine. Digital Pratik ne bola, lekin maine kiya tab mere ko malum pada ki nahi chal raha hai mere liye. Now let me ask another question. Maybe in 3 months to Digital Pratik, that ha, aapne jo bola tha wo nahi chala. So now what? All right. Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for tuning in till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Now, it would mean even more if you can just follow me on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcast. Also, check out the description of this episode for any important links which might be there in the moment. And finally, signing off from this particular episode to make sure that you come to the next episode. Baki, life mein jo bhi karo, zordar karo.